Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Good morning, 6:38 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, kind of a special treat this morning. Tom Danheiser is a judge. He's the first Judicial Circuit Court judge here in, this is the first Judicial Circuit that we are here in Pensacola, you know, Santa Rosa, Escambia, Okaloosa, Walton is the area. And he joins us now. Judge Danheiser, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you highlighting judicial issues because the people need to know what is going on in the court system, and often we kind of live in a bubble and the citizens lose touch of what's happening in the court system.
Most definitely. And this is why I wanted to have you on, because even though I track the news every single day and try to pay attention to everything that's happening, even I wasn't quite sure where we are at. Under COVID, we've had a lot of hiccups to the judicial process. Courts have been closed, open, closed, doing various different kinds of jury trials or not. Where do we actually stand right now in the First Judicial Circuit? What kind of trials are happening? What kind of trials are not happening?
Well, as of this week, criminal trial, jury trials are activated again. They have been off and on, I would say, over the course of the COVID crisis. About 50% of the time, the right to a criminal jury trial has been non-existent. The right to a civil jury trial, which is also guaranteed in the Constitution, is still suspended, and we're now approaching the one-year mark where civil jury trials have been suspended.
Wait, I feel dumb that I didn't know this. We haven't had any civil jury trials under the Seventh Amendment for a year?
That's correct. We have not.
Holy
smokes. And it's been suspended. Initially at the order of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and then local courts were given a little more flexibility. So our Chief Judge, who's a good Chief Judge, is trying to work that and get our civil jury trials back into action, but it needs to happen sooner rather than later because they're very important cases. You know, serious personal injury cases, serious medical malpractice cases. You have plaintiffs and defendants that need closure in these matters, and it drives up expense, and justice delayed, of course, is justice denied, as the saying goes.
So how bad is the backlog right now? I'm absolutely stunned about the civil trials, and I understand there's probably backlog in criminal too, but how bad is the backlog in both of these areas? Like, how long will it take us, even if we opened everything up to normal functionality, how long would it take us to get back to as current as was common before COVID?
It's tough to guess. I would say with civil jury trials, it would be well over a year before we get close to normal. Criminal jury trials, I would say half a year.
Wow.
In a criminal system, of course, the defendants got a right to a speedy trial, and the victims have a right to a speedy trial. So
right.
It's both parties. And a lot of citizens may think, well, how's it going to affect me? I don't have a case in the courts. Well, you could, because the judiciary, a lot of people kind of take it for granted, but a judge can take your liberty, can take your property, can take your children, and really, that's more effect on your life than the governor or the president of the United States. So it's important for everyone to understand what's happening in the judicial system and basically to keep the system accountable to the citizens.
Yeah, and I mean, you're exactly right. You mentioned a moment ago in the civil side. Look, if you are owed money appropriately because somebody has defrauded you or harmed you financially, being owed a year from now is not the same as being owed now. And if you are due to be exonerated from it, well, having that hang over your head for an extra year is not appropriate either. And then on the criminal side, obviously, you have people who have these indictments against them, or they may even be incarcerated. I assume that there are extra people incarcerated right now for various reasons, can't make bond, or because they're on a no bond or something like that. I assume that people are being incarcerated for longer awaiting trial. Am I accurate?
Yes. I mean, especially the more serious cases. We had resolved most of the basically, quote, easy cases.
Mm-hmm.
That can be resolved through plea agreements. But the more serious cases have backed up significantly. Of course, many murder cases, many other serious cases. And you have defendants in jail for 3 years, and you have victims essentially in jail for 3 years. Victims need resolution and finality, and thankfully we've got that machinery back in action, and hopefully we can bring justice to both parties in a proper time frame.
What sort of remedies do we have at this point? Because what I'm thinking is, well, I know the Supreme Court is doing their oral arguments via Zoom or some kind of technological platform. I've seen some of the various hearings that have been done at the state level via technology, but. You know, a court trial is supposed to be face-to-face for all the right reasons, in that you confront your accuser, you can see witnesses in the eye, you can read visual cues. There's all kinds of things that you can do in evaluating testimony in person that cannot be done remotely. And so, but of course, the whole problem is putting a bunch of people together in a courtroom that are, you know. So what can we do?
Well, we can insist on our constitutional rights being reinstituted, and there is no health reason why we can't do it in our court system. Our courtrooms are huge. They have 30-foot ceilings. They're basically like auditoriums.
Right.
We have the best screening methods in the courthouse of any hospital or nursing home. You get your temperature checked, you answer questionnaires. So if you want to go in the most COVID-safe place in the community, though, we would run to a courthouse. So there is no, at this point, health reason why we cannot have necessary court proceedings in person.
Okay, then the natural next question is, if that's all true, and I certainly believe you that it is, why don't we? I mean, what's the hiccup?
Well, that's my view. Well, of course, COVID is a serious matter, and different people have different views of it. But my view is that during the course of the COVID crisis, there has not been one day you couldn't go get a lotto ticket. However, there's been 1 year you couldn't get a civil jury trial, and I kind of view constitutional right to a civil jury trial more important than the right to get a lotto ticket.
Right.
So if you can face-to-face get a lotto ticket, you ought to be able to face-to-face get your civil jury trial, much less your criminal jury trial.
Has anybody that you know of, has there been any suit filed on the basis of this delay, denial, not on the facts of any particular case, but specifically on the unconstitutional COVID lockdown?
Unfortunately, I don't believe there has been, which to me is kind of scary because people have just become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Never in the history of the United States has the right to jury trial, except in the rebellious states, been suspended. Even in the North, during the Civil War, the Supreme Court held the right to a jury trial could not be denied. So during the Civil War, during World War II, during the Spanish flu, this is unprecedented, and Justice Alito gave a great speech on it in November to the Federalist Society. I would recommend that to anybody, get on YouTube, where he's talked about that. But unfortunately, no, because 95% of the people aren't directly affected, and if you're not directly affected, people have their lives to live. It's up to the public officials to really keep our rights in place.
So I hate to leave people with just frustration and shock if they're where I am. What's the remedy at this point? I mean, obviously, I'm not a defendant. I wouldn't have standing to bring a lawsuit on my own behalf. What can we do other than somebody who is a defendant or is a litigant? Or is there a political avenue here? I mean, I don't even know who to call. You know what I mean?
Well, things are improving, so hopefully it won't be necessary. Like I said, criminal jury trials have been reinstated, and I don't see them being suspended again with the status of COVID, with the low numbers and the vaccines finally getting out. Civil jury trials are supposed to start back up in 2 to 3 months, so hopefully that will resolve it. But as with any right, the First Amendment is one of the main protectors, and if people are concerned, they just need to talk about it.
All right. Well, that's why I wanted to have you on, so we could kind of have that conversation and at least raise awareness, and to whatever degree people want to do anything about it, they can, you know, if we can bring concerns about 5G to the city council meeting, there's no reason we can't bring concerns about the inability to get a civil jury trial guaranteed by the Constitution to the city council meeting.
I would agree.
Well, Judge Tom Danheiser, he is the first Judicial Circuit Court judge here in the area. Judge, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning to raise awareness about a really important issue that I feel I was far too ignorant about until this morning. So thank you for that. I appreciate your work.
All right, Andrew, thanks for having me on, and thanks for bringing that issue to the public.